Yishalmi Trumos Daf Yud Gimel. The Mishnah is a continuation of the Mishnah earlier about being able to take Truma, being mafish Truma, from one thing to another thing, from an olive to olive oil, or from yayin to grapes. So the Mishnah before discussed from Zesim and to be able to be mafish also for shemezayis or grapes from wine. Here we're going to go, Mishnah's talking about exactly the opposite. Same concept though. Ein tomin shemen al zesim v'nichtoshim. You can't separate olive oil for truma before zesim v'nichtoshim, for on behalf of olives that are still yet to be smashed, yet to be crushed. The says the Marfulda, regino yulachtosh hazesim, they used to use a crusher. They used to use a mortar, a crusher, to be able to bring out and to crush the olives to bring out the oil. So you want to separate olive oil for that mafish truma from shemen zayas on behalf of olives that are still not yet crushed, that not yet. So same thing. Wine, take mafish truma on wine for grapes that are still going to be pressed but are not yet pressed. The same concept applies that you're gonna press them, you're gonna squeeze them out, you do it later, but it's not done right yet, it's still not done yet. So the says the Rosh Masula, also the darkan, you can't do it, even though it's going to be the shemen, it's gonna become shemen, but lamaisa, and you can separate shemen for shemen yayin on yayin, but here it's doing it differently because here it's not yet done. It's still in the shape and the form that's not yet crushed, not yet smashed. So therefore, you shouldn't do it. And term truma, however, if you went and did it, it is truma is good. It is considered a valid truma. But yachs v'truma, you have to go take it again. Says the Rav Fulda to explain. Midaraisa, it's considered a valid truma. But drabonon, yachs v'truma, midrabonon. Why? Liakasha yashim tells it, since you go ahead and you didn't yet crush it, you're going to crush it later. It's like you're doing something, since it still is left to be done, it's not work to be done. You still have to crush it. You have to go take truma again on the part after you crush it. You're going to have to take truma. So now the Mishnah wants to explain, so what's the difference between the truma that you separated the first and now when you have to go separate a second time? Is there a nafkamina in what you now separated? Says the Mishnah, there is two nafkaminas. The first truma that you separated, it goes ahead, makes meduma. In other words, if it goes in, it can make you mix together with other things. It makes the other thing chayiv as well, truma as well. And also, a person went ahead, if a non-kohen went ahead and ate it, so then he's b'chayiv to pay not only the value of it, but to pay the chomesh, a penalty of chomesh, a fifth. But the ones in the second part, the second truma, these things do not apply. Says the Marfil to explain. Im nafla, lepakos mimeyachulin. If it went into less than 100 mechulin, the whole thing becomes meduma, becomes asal azarim. You have to sell everything to the kohanim, because that's a din truma gemura deraisa. It's considered truma gemura. It's considered truma. And meila, it's medames, it asas everything that's mixed together with it. And if a zar ate it, b'shogeg, you have to pay chaimish. But the shniya, which is only a derabbanan dika truma, then you're not supposed to eat it. It's still supposed to separate from it. However, it's not medame. It doesn't make other things tame. And it also, there's no in karen no chaimish penalty that's only on a daraisa. Is on the rabbanan dika level. There's no idea to pay chaimish if you ate it b'shogeg. Therefore, there's a two nafkamina between a daraisa and a rabbanan dika truma afrasha, which the Mishnah says over here would be the same halacha. It's only rabbanan. These two things are different. The Mishnah continues. When do we say it's mutter to do to separate one on the other? However, you can separate olive oil for zeisim nechbashim, for zeisim that are already conserved, that are preserved, that the you already preserved them in vinegar, you already put them in kavush. It's maluchim, kavushim, mechaimetz, says the Mafulda. These are olives that are salted and already soaking in vinegar in order to be able to mescribe the little preserver that they should be able to stay. So now it's nigmar malachdon. Now you're not doing anything more to it. You're not crushing them. You're not doing anything else. This is the status, the way it's going to be. So it's a finished product. Maybe let's consider it nigmar malachdon. You can separate shemen on the this yayin and the same thing yayin as well. The yayin, same thing on the oven. We're referring to what? Or grapes that you're making into raisins. So therefore, you dry them. So the process of making into raisins are considered a drying process. And therefore, it's also a final step, nigmar malakton. And therefore, that would be aloch. You'd be able to go ahead and separate on those. That you can do. Says the Mishnah, Thomas, Yemei Alza Achila. What a person separated truma from olive oil, that you're going to go eat them. You're going to eat them in the current status. In other words, you're going to eat these olives without any per se. You're not going to smash them. You're not going to crush them. You're going to eat them the way they are. And you separate Shem HaZayis for those olives. Or you're going to separate the Zaysim al Zaysim olives for olives that are also not going to be crushed but going to be eaten in the same way that you're going to be eating them in this formula. Yain alam lechilo, yain for grapes that can be eaten this without crushing them for wine to make wine. You can eat them as grapes, or another lechilo, or again grapes that you're going to separate grapes for, or wine for grapes that are going to be separated for eating in the form of nimlak darukan. Then you went ahead later when you go decide to chill and press them and change the reason what change what you're going to do with them. And until you don't have to go separate them, you don't take truma again. Since when you separated them, b'shas ma'isa, you separated them, it was fine. You don't have to separate it again. It says in Marfuda, "V'ki tarim shapich cherem shapich." Because we did it properly, he did it because it was only la'chila. And therefore, the Mishnah says, in such a case, you're allowed to go ahead and take truma of one to the other. So now, the fact you change your mind later, you're no longer going to go eat it this way. You're not press them. You're going to squash them, crush the grapes. That look, it doesn't change. Doesn't require truma because you already were done properly when you did it. B'shas, when you tarim it, you did it. It was only la'chila. You don't have to go do it again. Mishnah continues. Halacha as follows. The rule is you can't take truma on something that's nigmar lakto and there's a lot of nigmar lakto. That's the reason for the first halacha in the Mishnah. That's why you can't separate things that's still grain that's still going to be processed or grapes that are going to be smashed, squeezed. You can't go ahead and take one or the other because nigmar lakto. Same thing the other way around. But let me double nigmar lakto. Same thing. You can't do something that's not yet processed, completed for something that's not done. You also can't do that. The Muslim explaining the reason for this, even though it's the same status, you still can't do that. You can't go separate it. When can you separate it? However, if you went ahead, you talk a separate truma on this in these cases. Truma, but the rice is still considered a valid truma, even though the ma'aser you're over in issur, you shouldn't do that. But if you did it, you don't have to separate it again, and it's going to be considered truma, trumasa truma. And you don't this trumasa truma, you don't have to go and do it again. In Torah Lachsulitrum says the Mashmas Lo, you don't have to go do a truma again on that. It's going to be sufficient. The Gemara earlier said the Ma'isa even with the Evid is not considered truma. Now look over the Gemara and explain why the Gemara explained the difference between the case of the Mishnah earlier and now. Here the Gemara says since Nigma Malakto, if you went and you did it, it's going to be good. But the Raisa, you know, you're over in Isser, it's good, and you don't have to take truma a second time. The Gemara tries to explain the Chayra. We have a stira Menei Yabei in the Mishnah. We say the Chayra between the first part of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah is a stira. And the Gemara has a question. Mishnah starts if you can't separate Davish and Likmato, Davish and Likmato, which is Mashba, you went and you did it. It should be no good, right? The Mishnah says if you went and you did it, it's going to be good. But in the Mishnah, again, you say this halakha, that you can't go and you should not do that. And Mar says, and if you do, you have to take truma a second time. And now we're saying over here that you don't have to take truma a second time, but the evidence is good. You don't have to separate truma again. Before you said yaksu v'yitrom, and over here you don't say yaksu v'yitrom. So the Chari in the Mishnah itself, Menei Yabei in the Mishnah, we seem to have a stira. Do you have to do a Mishnah? Do you have to do a truma, a separate afresh truma a second time or not? So the Gemara, there's an afkamino, Rav Chila, Bashar Yochanan, and make gadar, make chatas. Beginning of the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Rabbi made a din of make chatas. Because Allah was concerned about paradum shayyim. We don't want the water of the chatas to become batel. In other words, since you're going to go ahead, we don't want the mei chatas, which a kohen needs to go ahead and make himself tar. You cannot go ahead and truma until you do that. We're afraid it's going to be not going to use it properly. And mainly, therefore, we said if you go ahead and you take truma and you lose it, you go ahead, you have to replace it. But the case is where the truma was lost, and it goes with halacha applies. We don't have to go separate the fact. We're not afraid you're going to go ahead and make the mechatas aser. We're not afraid you're going to go ahead and make the mechatas aser. The Gemara explains. So the Marfulda to explain. I'm reading Yaksav Yitrom that you mataras with Yazil mechatas. You want to go ahead, just go ahead, take another truma. You should become tor to be able to take the mechatas and sprinkle yourself so you go ahead and do that together. However, now they were saying that if you go ahead, you have to go a second time. We're afraid that maybe the truma kaimel, I'm going to go and lose the truma. Even though truma kamaisa, you're going to go back in the first time. You're going to go ahead mimavid. You're going to go ahead. You're going to lose the truma. You say you're going to waste. You're going to have the mechatos. It's going to be wasted because you're going to go ahead and you're going to do truma again. And once you go ahead, you have to go take truma. We're afraid you're going to be mashal kabel truma, and therefore the mechatos is going to become tameh, and you won't be able to use it again. So we don't want you to do that. So we make an afkamina between the first one or not. If the Gwendolami is mechatos, we don't want the mechatos to become batel. And since that, look, we wanted to make sure it doesn't happen. So Mamela, therefore, we want to make sure we go with Yaks Vyutram. You should do it again. So therefore, you go ahead to make sure that you replace the Truma. Because otherwise, we're going to have a problem being Matame. We're going to Matari. You're not going to have enough. May not have the mechatos for you to Matari yourself. Therefore, we want you to go ahead and do so. That's the case in the first mission. In the second case, we're not afraid of that. So Dr. Gemara, if you tell me not afraid of Rabbanan and say it's Aser, I'll ask you a question, Michamer, which is stronger? Gezel HaShevet, is it worse to Gezel to go ahead and steal from the Kohanim, take something that doesn't belong to them, but belongs to the Kohanim, or Gezel Mechayos, steal from the Mechatos? Either way, you're doing a problem. You want to avoid yourself from going ahead and taking from the Kohanim, from taking from the, first you take away Yaks of Yitro, but you're taking away the Mechatos. You're taking away the Mechatos, Gezel HaShevet, go ahead, to take away from the Kohen, the Mechatos, the Mechatos. Us, which it says the halakha is which is more chumer. The chumer is more chumer. Make the tilling from the gesheva, taking the kohanim, the mechatas, which only concern about it the rabbanon. So what's your teretz? So the Gemara answered the mechatas. Gemara said no. We see from the brisa explanation. Zaysim on zaysim moasuli koshan. You separate zaysim on zaysim, which is going to eventually going to crush them all. And the government's only going to go ahead and smash all the grapes for wine. And you go ahead, do it again, take truma again. In this case, you go away, you're taking away, you're preventing the cause, a non-Kohen from taking something that doesn't belong, then the Kohen would lose it. But get the Mechatas, and also the concern about protecting the Mechatas. Because since we say the Truma is going to be lost, we're afraid it's going to become Tame. So we want to protect the Mechatas, go ahead and you'll be able to use it, to retire yourself. But Tani Allah, Truma Yasav Yitrom. How the armor should get the Mechatas coming against us. It tells us how lucky he is, since we tell you should be taking another Truma again. Go ahead, we're more concerned about protecting the Chatas water, the Mechatas, than going ahead and preventing the Kohanim from losing, they're taking away something that belongs to the Kohanim. Magezel HaShevet. And Mari Fulda explains that Taka gets more chumer in such a way. We're concerned that it is Taka more chumer to make the Gechatas more chumer, and therefore he's telling you that lucky is, that we want to go ahead and tell you, Halakha, push it, that Echonami, we're more concerned about that. That's why Halakha, Mishnah Paskins, Yaksav Yitrom, you should go ahead and take the Mishnah Truma. So if that's what we're telling Halakha, is that we're concerned about that more than anything else, Frank the Gemara Kasha, Mam Rav Yossi Haki, what did Rav Yossi say over here? Our Mishnah told us, it goes ahead and you separate oil from olives, it's considered a good Truma, and if you lose it, you have to take it again. What about the Mechatos? Yudah says, but Yossi says, Halakha is, we're afraid of Mechatos, would we say in our Mishnah that we're afraid of as well? We're afraid that the same Halakha, with Yossi also us, fake the machulta explaining what's kasha. Mam Rav Yossi Yaka, but get the mechatas. He goes Rav Yossi Namiolo. Rav Yossi is concerned about mechatas, but he also be concerned in the case as well. But he argue in the Mishnah and say that we shouldn't be yaks of Yitro because we're concerned about the mechatas here. Would he argue here in the case of the Mishnah as well? So he says no. Mayim Rav Yemei and Mekel Begezel Shafer Meyu who paskins Alokal Kula. That the luck is with Mekel, we're not Mekel about the concern about taking from the Kohanim, yet Mach get the Mechatos, he's still Mach Milagabi protecting the Mechatos. So Rav Yossi, the Mach begets the Hashav, Yossi, who's always concerned about taking away from the Kohanim, he's more Mach than the Rav Meir, and he says in the Brisa, the Ralok is, you go ahead, you say it's Truma's no good, you can't go ahead, but the evidence no good. So if that's all, Yossi would hold the cover of Vada, he would be considered also over here. So the Mesa of Yossi would hold it would be the same thing. Everyone would say it would be also. So the Gemara says, maybe in economy it's not so. Maybe Rav Yossi would not agree to be Machmi like a mayor in this case. Why? We looked at the price of Yossi and told him to say it's Mala Shemen, Nov Malayayin. Mishnah says that you can't go separate Zayas Mala Shemen or Nov Malayayin, but if you went ahead and you did it, Trumas or Truma, they ain't so with Trumas, you need to go ahead and separate a second time. The Ramei of Yossi Omer, Beishamai Omer, Makalikas, Beishamai Sil, Beishamai says, Alok is, tell him, you would have to take a Truma, you would have to take a Truma a second time, and Basilis is ain't Truman, he would say that's a Machloikas Tanoim. Hakel Modim, everyone agrees, Sheem Tarim, Enu Tzara, Litram Shnei, but if you went and you did it, B'di'eved, if you went and did it, you don't have to go the second time. So the Chav Yossi clearly sees to us that both Beisham and Basilis both say there's no Indian being told to take Truma again. So obviously, Yossi, the Chav Yossi, is not concerned about the decree of Mechatos. So how can you tell me that called Shechena Kavachoyim? My doc, Rav Meir's Koshet for Mechatos, losing the Mechatos, destroying the Mechatos. So Rav Yossi would surely be Mechavim Mechatos. We see Fabi is not concerned about Mechatos at all. He's not concerned about it. And he said, yeah, no, can I be Truma? I said, Truma, but the evidence is good. Better call the Beisham, he's going to the Hillel. So he says, Arayon, he says, Enoch, Nami, Yavastiro, Hameik, Begezel, Hashem, and Amach, Begedra, Mechatos. And a Chanam Rameya would come out that you make Begezel HaShevet by taking him to the Kohanim, but he's Makbe Mechatos, and Yossi, who's Makbe Begezel HaShevet, argues, is more Makbe by taking him to the Kohanim, yet he's Mekel Begezel Mechatos, he would be Mekel, his Taka in a Chanami, the Svarah HaFukha, his Taka Stira, his Taka, the Svarah HaFakarat, the different than the Bryce. According to where the Bryce is telling us, Pshat in the Mishnah, it would Taka come out that Rav Yossi Meir's Makbe in one and Mekel in one. Have Yossi's Machmir in one and make on the other. It's Taka Chayrus, Svarus has Fuchos to be able to go ahead to explain the Machloikas of Yossi Rameyah. The only way we could come out with the Machloikas to explain the Kavachoma earlier is that there's Taka difference between Rameyah and Rav Yossi here as to why. The Plain Moshe gives a whole Arichas to explain what the Svarus would be Machabit to Rav Yossi and Rav Meir would be Mekel, why they'd be Machmir in one and be Mekel in the other.